The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
That if we had Jean Smart on the show, both of us would just sit there like this, smiling at her, right, where she would be like, are y'all supposed to ask me questions or something?
Yeah. Now, Jean, we sent you a phone book in the mail. We need you to start reading it.
Exactly.
So how...
And most of our listeners don't even know what a phone book is.
No. Drag Race Recap, most of them don't know what a phone book is. Pod is my co-pilot.
They do.
The official podcast of Old Queens Everywhere knows exactly what a pod is, a phone book is.
I thought that was Big Fatty.
I say that with a Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Well, Big Fatty has to sit on a phone book to be able to drive his car.
That's not kind. I mean, it's true, but it's not kind.
It's not kind to the phone book.
How many different boys has he ever referred to as phone book?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, Big Fatty has to sit on a Big Fatty to be able to drive his...
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3784. The BFO for right. The 8th of July, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all. What am I going to be, Fatty? We don't know. Sunrisers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Now, y'all, just to be transparent, I am recording this prior to my departure to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for the Danny Days weekend. Y'all don't really know what's going on, but it'll be... It'll be interesting, and we know a couple of things are going to happen. Going to be going to the Capri Lounge. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. DJ Ron was recently there and confirms that they still haven't replenished the mixers. Well, for right morning, barring any calamity, I will be going to the Sunrise Cafe. That's why your sunrise is Big Fatty. Will you be having the country ham, not spelled C-U-N-T, with the scrambled eggs and the breakfast potatoes with the bacon and cheese added and rye toast with real butter and a cup of black coffee? It's almost as if you worked there and you were my waitress. Big Fatty, everybody in that place knows what the old people like.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 8th of July, y'all, is a very important anniversarium. Y'all, I've known these two scoundrels, and I say that lovingly. Y'all, I've known them for many, many years. Y'all, they've been to the Villa. We've been to the G'days together. They've come to the Pride 48. I don't know if they went to Lost Wages or not, but I know they were in Nolens. Y'all, they're still speaking to me, despite I introduced them to the old gal, Big Fatty. I guess you mellow as you age, I guess so. And Y'all, they are just special folks to Big Fatty, and y'all, I can't say enough good things about none other than the one and only Tom and Terry. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Digger and T-Wiggles. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Digger or T-Wiggles on the 20 or the Metaspace, wish them happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary. Knock it off!
The calm, happy music. It's true. y'all, now, since I am pre-recording this, I thought I would take the opportunity to catch up on some voice letters, but just a couple of things I wanted to share. Y'all, I hope that some of you are going to be watching The Big Brother, because I'm going to be talking about it. I know Alex and Brandon will be watching Big Fatty until Love Island comes on. Well, you know, they'll be proud as a peacock when that happens. But Asha's going to be watching, and Moose P. Yes, Big Fatty, the fashion report. So anyway, either look forward to that or just put up with the Big Fatty. They put up with the nattering every damn day. Just get to the voice letters.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big. Just me. Just calling to see. I've got a question, actually. So, as a pride parade that we went to this weekend and had a blast. Kids loved it and everything. That was the first parade they had been to. And this was the first one just because of the pandemic. This is the first one that opening has had in the past 3 years. So I think, you know, a lot more people came out to it, but such a good time. Now, a few of the trucks that came down the parade had music blasting and stuff that seemed like a great time. And they were all for the local gay bars. My question, cue music, if you haven't already.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time. Big Fatty and Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today is from my Northeast Straight Daddy, Dan. Dan, what you got for me?
I don't want to get canceled. I'm not trying to be offensive or anything like that. Just a question. Is it offensive? This is probably just hypothetical because God knows when I'm ever going to get a chance to get out of the house. But to go to a gay bar, is a straight person allowed to go in? Is that like no? Because I don't know, maybe, you know, people want to be on their own or something. I don't know. Maybe gay people just want to hang out with gay people. Let's not worry about straight people. I don't know. Just a question, because I assume it would be a good time. I don't know if any of that makes sense. And again, not trying to be offensive. Not at all. Hope everything's doing good. Just out for a walk at work, and currently it's 80 degrees. A little too warm for me. I know, but that's too much rain. 75, I'm good. Start getting a little more than that. I'm all set. You're probably freezing at 75 degrees. Okay, all right. I will talk to you later.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is my Northeast straight daddy.
Love you.
Oh, Big Daddy, love you too. That is my Northeast, number one Northeast straight daddy, Dan. And Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And sorry it's taken so long for me to get that voice letter played. But anyway, in answer to your question, oh, Big Daddy, you're out of music. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, moving on to the next one. No, I'm not going to move to the next voice letter. I'm going to answer Dan's question. First of all, Dan, did you order the T-shirt that said Daddy? And did you wear it to the parade? And how many times did you get called Daddy by the Homers? You know, the homosexuals. Like to know a few more details. And were there any go-go boys on those trucks that came by? Big Fatty, you know they were. How about the dykes on bikes? Were they riding around with their fun bags hanging out? Big Fatty, that is so offensive. The question, y'all, through all of that, by the way, I don't know if you heard or not, but he does not want to be offensive about this. And I'm not offended. Big Fatty, I am terribly offended that he kept saying it over and over. We're not offended. But anyway, I can't say for every gay bar, but, you know, you can go in a gay bar. Just realize that you're going in a gay bar. So if you get hit on, either enjoy it or just... And here's the other thing. Just because you go into a gay bar doesn't mean you're going to get hit on. And that can kind of bruise the ego. I went to the gay bar and nobody came up to me and tried to get in my pants. Well, anyway... yes, you can go in there and it will be fun. And it's always fun if you go with someone. So go ahead and make your plans join all of us on the homosexual cruise in August. Just we'll meet you in Rome when you get over there. Big Fatty, he'd never be the same. He'd be divorced, first of all.
Hard pants. It's Friday. We got let go 2 hours early, so I decided that I was going to go to the store and get that out of the way. Plus, I had a bunch of stuff to buy for Nini because she's moving out July 1st or whatever. So anyway, I go there, get my stuff. But you remind me, okay, I don't remember putting the laundry soap in the back in the boot. And so anyway... I set my bank card, credit card, in the back, in the boot, and I set my soda in the boot, and I set my candy turtles in the boot, because if I have to suffer myself to go to the store, I always treat myself with an ice-cold can of chemicals, and turtles or whatever. So anyway, I go there, and I close the boot. I use a little button to close the boot, and my car honks at me and says, ha ha! And I go, what are you laughing at me? Oh, shoot. The keys are in the boot. So anyway, I go into the store and I say to the lady sitting there patrolling the customers coming and going. And I go, do you all have a phone I could use? And she goes, you can use my personal phone. I'm like, are you serious? She's like, yes. I'm like, okay. And it's a good thing I know my daughter's phone number, right? Because I wouldn't know anyone else's. And so anyway, then I said, she is not answering or whatever. I said, do you think I could call Scooters where she works and see whether or not see if she's working or whatever? And so she's like, yeah. So just as I'm Googling it with her old phone, I should take her my last phone or whatever. whatever, it'd be an upgrade for her, this nice lady who let me use her phone. And so anyway, as I'm using her phone, Ninny calls me, and it comes up with Smelly's name or whatever, so I told the lady, I'm like, ooh, I said, if she calls again or something, or you're wondering who this person is, I said, this is her dad, you know, I said, so that's how her phone number comes up. And so anyway, I watched and called it. She left work and went home, got my spare key, came back out to Walmart and gave it to me or whatever. And what was the point of me telling you this? These people, like, that was like three random acts of kindness. First, I bought her face shit for probably $125. And so that's a random act of kindness. And of course, you know, being my MO, no good deed goes unpunished. I lock myself out of my car. The nice lady at the store and lets me use her personal cell phone. You know, she doesn't know me from Adam, not Adam Burns, but because maybe she knows Adam Burns. She so she let me use her phone. So thank you, Sandy. Shout out to Sandy at Walmart in Aberdeen, store number, whatever it is. Look it up, Adam, and send her an award or whatever for being so gracious to a customer. She doesn't even know. So anyway, and I bet you think the third one is going to be the shout out to Ninny for bringing me the keys. No, I'm her bread and butter. She had to do it. The shout out goes to her boss at Scooters, who let her leave for about a half an hour to run to the house and bring me that. So shout out to Scooter's boss. You're the boss, man. Ugh, I'm like a block from home and I'm like dying of a heat stroke. It just, between all the stress and angst of this whole entire situation and the temperature outside, obviously, I'm hot. So. All right. Now I get to go home and at least I got a garage and can unload groceries in the garage. So goodbye. Woodhaven.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Miss
Scotty. This was all for you. The boot.
Oh, Big Fanny. You gave her the boot. She gave us the boot. Y'all. That, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm surprised that you had so much trouble with the old gal, which is, yo, that's what she's named her new, soon-to-be paid-for, big-ass car, the old gal. But anyway, Miss Bacon, I'm glad it all worked out, and I'm going to have to go over and check the www for Scooters to see what's on the menu there. And maybe you can tell us what your favorite thing on the menu is there. But Miss Bacon, the only question I have for you is, but when you got home and you finally got the boot, open, were your chocolate turtles all melted? Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you know damn good and well if they were, she'd still eat them. I would hope so. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. I'll have a full report of the weekend. Y'all, they're having a couple of Pwn Stars there. One of them is Maverick, and the other one is Danny. And y'all, I've never seen Danny before, but y'all, he's pretty hot. So, anyway, and I'll tell you about my first opinions of Big Brother. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there, Taylor, what do you think Big Fatty's doing this weekend?
Well, Big Fatty has to sit on a Big Fatty to be able to drive his...
Big Fatty, that's basically your horror hotel wish list. Oh!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.